cost to treat the water at the water plant are about 60% higher than the Irvine plant. Last year, there was another 15% increase. It was a $30,000 unforeseen chemical cost. What we're seeing is that there's an ongoing problem with brown sludge. It's really not responding as well as we'd like to the usual chemical washes that we do. Wade Hesch has been working closely with AE2 engineers, and we've also met with engineers at UND to try to figure out how best to address this issue. We don't know if it's Devil's Lake problems, throwing more inorganic matter down into the river, or possibly it could be just organic compounds coming off the land. Evidently, something in the water that is unanticipated and making the membranes pile up more than anticipated. I believe we need to address this problem, number one, so we can have a solution so we make our plant last as long as possible. Number two, to try to figure out how best to dissolve this in a cost-effective manner. And then number three is if something is doing something to our water that is making us having to pay more to get it treated, then we should try to address that core issue, whether that be Devil's Lake or something else. UND engineers have been in contact with both Wade and myself. We had a meeting, and this was put together by the AE2 water engineers, and they are looking at some data that we are sending from our water plant, both in terms of what's going on at the plant itself and as well as water quality data that we get from many different sources. And the UND professors are interested in they are in the process, actually, of formulating a proposal to the State Water Commission for a study to try to help us out. And they're thinking it may cost maybe $35,000. I do not wish the UND professors to waste their time if there's not support for this. But I think that this is really going to help us in the maximum use of our water treatment plant and trying, in the interest of getting our costs down.
It sounded like John Kelch from the State Water Commission was very interested in it too. So maybe we'll get the support there in the payment there.
Falstaff. I want this commission to be aware that Water Resource Board in Barnes County here has officially drained one lake, Sanborn Lake, and has three more on the blotter, which all go into the Cheyenne River. And I think this is something that you guys should be serious about, look into about, because it's going to affect the quality of water that this town is subjected to.